world. She just had to figure out how. 1. Ignoring a ghost is a lot more difficult than you'd think. For starters, walls don't hinder their kind, so although I shut the door in the face of the specter loitering outside my house, he followed me inside as if invited. My jaw clenched in irritation, but I began unloading my groceries as though I hadn't noticed. Too soon, I was done. Being a vampire married to another vampire meant that my shopping list was pretty short.
"This is ridiculous. You can't keep shunning me forever, Cat," the ghost muttered.
"Yeah, ghosts can talk, too." That made them even harder to ignore. Of course, it didn't help that this ghost was also my uncle. Alive, dead, undead. Family had a way of getting under your skin, whether you wanted them to or not. Case in point, despite my vow not to talk to him, I couldn't keep from replying. "Actually, since neither of us is getting any older, I can do this forever," I noted coolly. "Or until you ante up on everything you know about the a-hole running our old team."
"Madigan is who I came to talk to you about," he said.
Surprise and suspicion made my eyes narrow. For months, my uncle Don had refused to divulge any